the 7th of February, the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee held a hearing on confirming John Brennan, author of the drone kill lists, as Director of Central Intelligence. For the first time in living memory, the Intelligence Committee had to clear the room after protesters from Code Pink shouted down John Brennan.
All right. We will stop again.
All right. Pakistan, Somalia, and who else?
Please remove that woman.
The CIA and the Obama administration refuse to even tell Congress. They won't even tell Congress what countries we are killing children in.
Please.
Senator Feinstein.
If you could please expedite the removal.
Are the children more important than the children of Pakistan and Yemen? Are they more important? Do your job. World peace depends on it. We're making more enemies.
Please proceed. Mr. Brennan, the next time we're going to clear the chamber and bring people back in one by one. This witness is entitled to be heard, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
So please give him that opportunity.
Thank you. A heartfelt thank you also goes to my family in New Jersey, especially my 91-year-old mother, Dorothy, and my 92-year-old father, Owen, who emigrated from Ireland nearly 65 years ago.
Pakistan, and Mr. Brennan, if you don't know who they are, I have a list of all the names and the ages.
All right. We're going to halt the hearing. I'm going to ask that the room be cleared and that the Code Pink associates not be permitted to come back in. Done this 5 times now, and 5 times are enough. So we will recess for a few minutes. All right. Well, if the... ladies and gentlemen, if you would mind leaving, we will then have you come back in. But it's the only way I think we're going to stop this. We will recess for a few minutes.
Some liberal, that's Senator Dianne Feinstein. Here's what people had to say earlier during a protest under the shadow of a mock drone.
Reject John Brennan! Reject John Brennan! Reject John Brennan!
No! My drone!
No Feinstein! No Frankenstein! Get Brennan out of here!
You're telling me that you could actually think that we could be safe without murdering kids in Pakistan? Come on, get out there!
You've known all about these murderous drones. You've known about these assassin drones. You're part of the problem. You've been protecting people like John Brennan all the time.
Killer drones are a crime from Pakistan to Palestine. Killer drones are a crime from Pakistan to Palestine.
Mr. John Brennan, you suit and tie wearing drone, your fellow suit drones on the Hill may well confirm you, but that doesn't give you or the U.S. the right to kill anyone on Earth without trial in any country at any time. Not with drones, and not by any other means either.